Hey everybody, welcome into the audio-only version of JB's Bible and Bourbon Talk. We are available on all of the podcatchers which you have because you are here. We are also available on YouTube and Rumble, as well as several social media platforms. jbbibleandbourbon.com/social is going to have all that information. We thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to listen to us. If you want to further support our mission and our vision and help us reach more people, jbbibleandbourbon.com/social. Click on that Patreon link, which is going to help you come alongside and support us at our various Patreon tiers. At our Apostle and Disciple tier, you get monthly time with JB and I, and you get an end-of-year swag gift to thank you for your support. On today's episode, we continue our Advent series with learning how to stuff a little bit more praise in our lives this Advent season. We also welcome in longtime friend and Patreon supporter Mike Dalmage. We share some scotch and revisit Midnight Cask from High Bank Distillery, but this time at barrel proof. Now, sit back, settle in, let's go. Cue the intro. Everybody, welcome back to JB's Bible and Bourbon Talk, action-packed episode. Mm-hmm. We are in our Advent series called Stocking Stuffers. This message is it's going to be great. We have a good friend with us, but as you know, I'm JB. I'm a pastor at a Reformed Church here in Ohio. With me is the elf jingling.
Yeah.
Sleigh bell ringing, Fancy Rob.
Absolutely, JB. So you set the bar kind of high because you said this is going to be a great and action-packed show. So
yeah,
I guess we have to figure this out now. So I am the aforementioned Fancy Rob.
Jingling.
So jingling
Fancy Rob.
Jingling Fancy
it's
Rob.
Christmas time, brother.
I'm not going to put all of that in my in my name, but I
can you put it on your LinkedIn profile at least?
Absolutely. So, so we are here for kicking off the Advent series. I'm excited. I'm excited for the future pour and some of them along the way. I have a good friend with us who I've known for 27-ish years, but I will go ahead and kick it back over to JB.
Over. You know, I did forget to mention about our podcast.
You did.
We talk about things that we're passionate about, right?
Mm-hmm. We do, and we forget them,
Jesus.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm. And we're passionate about the Holy Scriptures, and we're also passionate about good whiskey. So as we discuss scripture, we have a couple of drinks along the way. We have drinks with great friends.
Yeah.
And with me in the JB Bible and Bourbon studio is a good friend who often skips church.
Right.
And we gave him a nickname today. This is Crazy Mike. Crazy Mike Dalmage. We're happy to have you on the show. So if you want to say anything about yourself.
Yes, I've known both of these people for as long as they say.
Yes.
And I'm
not making any allegations about how many years I've known you because I don't know what statute of limitations, you know, happened.
Right.
Yeah. So...
And they made an exception for me because we're having scotch.
Yes.
For me. So that's I like that.
Yeah.
That's
we,
nice.
We accommodate on
we
JB's
do. We
Bible
do accommodate.
Bourbon.
So I'll go ahead and because much like JB forgot to introduce the show with who we are and what we do, I forgot to do our social plugs. So I'm going to go ahead and talk through that.
He's the wild card,
exactly.
So it's his fault.
So jbbibleandbourbon.com/social is going to have all of our social media links, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, how you can come alongside of us on Patreon and support us there, like Mike has done, how you can catch us on YouTube and Rumble if you want to watch the video, which is glorious and magnificent and all of
we
those
all
things.
Have beards again.
We
all
do. It's nice.
Bearded.
I know.
Trace, yeah, look
bearded
at
glory.
Yours is Meg.
Majestic.
I like magnanimous. So we are also available on all of your favorite podcatchers, free for a limited time. Time is always free. Is I mean no money. So jbbibleandbourbon.com/social.
Yeah. So we are in our Advent series. Mm-hmm. So you know, a lot of scholars when we look at Christmas, right? A lot of scholars do agree that Jesus obviously wasn't born on December 25th, right? The consensus is usually sometime in April or sometime in September is like kind of the two big camps on that. But all scholars kind of agree that Jesus was 7 pounds, when he was born.
How did they come up with that?
Well, they had a way in the manger.
Oh no. Is it
that? He fell right into it, man.
Yeah.
Love it. So with that, we're going to say what's in our glass first.
Yeah.
And for me and Mike, we did make the exception. The first pour mm-hmm. is going to be scotch.
It is.
Both of us love scotch. We're drinking one that Rob and I affectionately call Man Bear Pig. Mm-hmm. So, Rob, if you could kind of correct us on what that's actually called age and the proof.
This is 90% of my job is correcting JB. So we do have...
It's a big job.
This was a good friend and another Patreon supporter who won this bottle in their raffle and does not like scotch. So he let us grab this one. This is Deer Bear Moose. It is a 21-year single malt scotch whiskey from Highland.
Hey, look at that. Cheers, man.
Single cask. Yeah, cheers that. And it is, like I said, 21 years and it's 56.5 proof. And this is bottle number 209. As you can see, I got none left. So...
that's when we say sucks to be Rob.
So I am gonna go. Oh, that's lovely. I'm gonna crinkle up the wax lid here with a cast strength.
Aberlour.
So we're staying on the Scotch theme for pour number one.
Yeah, it's a good theme to be on. It I love Scotch.
Mm-hmm. Here it goes down.
I'm Scottish. Belly. You're Scottish.
My heritage.
Go get you some haggis. I don't know what else do y'all eat over in Scotland. Some shortbread. I don't know. Other tripe and all kinds of innards.
Mm-hmm. Freedom!
Put on my kilt.
And now comes a part of our podcast where JB gives us an overview of the message coming up.
I don't know. Having Mike on might have been a mistake. So anyways, we are going into a message. This whole sermon series was about things that we felt like we needed more of in our life going into the holiday season. And especially when we went into this message, it was 2020. Mm. So this was our holiday, our Christmas sermon series with COVID. And we had just shut down again. And we were doing these online. And so it was a very difficult time in life, you know, so much uncertainty, so much fear. And so we looked at things that we needed more of in our lives to see the blessings that we truly have. And so this message is called Stuff Some Praise, because I feel like if you can focus on God and praise Him in those difficult situations, then you can kind of recenter yourself, refocus, and things don't seem as bad. So before we get into that message, Rob, would you pray for us?
Absolutely, JB. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together. I thank you for my brothers as we come together and talk over your word. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Father, that we celebrate Advent here. Your Son who came to save us and came to free us and came to break us from our chains. Father, we give this time over to you. We thank you for all those who are listening, all those who are watching, wherever, whenever in time they are. Father, we pray this be a blessing, and we pray that this lead them to have Jesus conversations over a great glass of whiskey and break down some walls and win some hearts. We give this over to you, and we thank and praise you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. And so in this message, I'm going to start out in Luke chapter 1. This is Zechariah is actually singing what we call a prophecy to the Lord here in Luke chapter 1. I'm going to start in verse 64. It says, immediately his mouth was open, his tongue was set free, and he began to speak, praising God. His father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed him. And so, like I said, this was a prophecy that Zechariah was singing previously. Before this passage, Zechariah had been met by an angel in the Holy of Holies. He was told him and his wife were going to have a child, and He didn't really believe it because they were older. Mm-hmm. And so as a result, he was struck silent. So throughout the entire pregnancy of Elizabeth, Zechariah wasn't able to speak. And I love where it says the second he was able to start speaking again, he started to praise God. And I think, after over 9 months of not being able to speak, you would have you know, certain things to say, something to say. But he immediately takes it and puts that to God. Yeah. And everyone's around him is kind of awestruck because, you know, he's filled with the Holy Spirit. He hasn't been able to speak in, you know, 9 months. And now all of a sudden he's singing to God and he's prophesying. To have that kind of faith where immediately you start praising God after something that's been kind of tragic in your life, I think that's amazing. I think that's something that we need in our life right now, is just Holy Spirit-filled praise to God. You know, as we look the stuff praised in our lives today, we can learn so much from Zechariah in this passage. We can learn a way to praise that's authentic, that's Spirit-filled, it's intentional, it's directed towards the only one who is worthy of praise, and that's Jesus. So, filled with the Holy Spirit, the first thing we need to do, and the first point of this message, to stuff more praise into our lives today, is praise God for his promises. Zechariah was prophesying. It said in that passage that it says, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them." And that was something that God had promised to his people, that he would send a Messiah. And so right here, unfolding in front of Zechariah, in front of Elizabeth, is the fulfillment of that promise. And God, Zechariah immediately gives thanks for God's promises. And Mike, if you'll read Philippians chapter 4 for us.
Great. Celebrate God all day, every day. I mean, revel in him. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, in a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces your worry at the center of your life.
Yes, thank you.
That's very true.
Huh? Yeah.
And it's all about your positioning, right? It's all about your posture. It's all about what weight you're giving things in your life, and what focus you're taking, right? You're turning what could be anguish, sorrow, disenchantment, whatever, right? Whatever, however serious it is, and turning that back to praise to God, because his promises endure and they're there for us.
I actually have an example of this. Just recently, when I was down in Texas to teach, I came to a new class, new people, and I just failed miserably with my previous students. It just was an odd class, and I was nervous. I was terribly nervous, and I actually made that conscious effort to say, you know what, no, this goes to God. I'm going to actually praise God for this opportunity, and I'm going to say, no, this is on you. I'm going to do whatever you say. And honestly, it sounds great, but it turned out wonderfully.
And that's, you know, you think about this promise that Zechariah is singing about and praising about. It's a promise that God gave hundreds of years before, that he would redeem his people, that he would send a Messiah. And that's still God fulfilling that promise so many years later. And so that's how we have hope, is that we can trust that God is going to fulfill his promises to us. And like with you, you know, in scripture, it says, cast all your worries on Jesus because he is faithful to hold that for you. And you can trust and you can know that God is going to be faithful to his promises. You know, I think about a time when I was unemployed, no income coming in. I was denied unemployment. I was having a difficult time finding a job, like nothing, like every door closed. And there were times in that, like I remember one time our refrigerator was basically empty, and you know, we were going to food banks, but you could only go so often.
Right.
And I remember praying, Lord, I need you. You know, I have to trust in you. And I go to the mailbox that day, and there was a Kroger gift card that somebody had mailed to us so that we could go and get groceries. And, you know, you sit there and think, well, that is kind of trite or whatever. But no, God is faithful in the little things. And he's faithful in the big things. And we just have to focus on praising him. Despite the circumstance, you know, you were nervous and you gave it over to him. I was unemployed and penniless. I gave it over to him. And so that's what we praise. We praise for promises fulfilled, or also knowing that the promise will be fulfilled. Now, I like to think of the word Jehovah Jireh.
Mm-hmm.
The Hebrew says God will provide, not that he did and he's done, but that he will continue to provide every time we have a need.
Yep. Doesn't tell you the time. Doesn't tell you how.
Nope.
Just it's going to happen and be ready and give praise for it.
All right, Rob, you're up with the next part of this passage in chapter 1.
Yeah, so I'm going to jump in. Luke chapter 1, 69 to 73. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all of those who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham.
Yeah, and so God had promised that Redeemer, that he made a covenant with Abraham. He said, I am going to send a Messiah. He said to Abraham, I'll make you, a father of great nations. You know, he made that promise. And many thought that the Messiah would come and be a political conqueror or a political savior. Like he would come and
overthrow. Yeah, they wanted a king.
Yeah, they wanted a king. They wanted a conquering king. Mm-hmm. And so they expected Jesus was the Messiah, that he would overthrow Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what Jesus didn't come to redeem them from an earthly kingdom. He came to redeem us from the penalty of our sins.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he redeems it. He pardons us.
Yeah. And that's what point two is, right? We praise God for his pardon. Like JB said, pardons us from all of those sins, all of those things in our lives. It may not be the way, how and when and why we want it. But God's provision and his protection and his pardon comes in his perfect time.
Well, it's like I like how you said, not in the way that we want it.
Yeah.
Because that's what, like I said, Israel wanted a conquering king who would overthrow government. And that was such small thinking, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because that's just one earthly kingdom.
Yeah, it's temporal.
Jesus came and broke the stronghold of hell.
Mm-hmm.
He broke the power of Satan and the power of sin over our lives. And that's such a bigger thing when you think, he broke that power so that we could be in a kingdom much greater than Israel, right? We're in the kingdom of God now. And so that pardon doesn't just come for Israel and the Jewish people. It comes for everybody now through Jesus the Messiah. So they were thinking small scale when Jesus was, he had our everything in mind for what was good for us.
Yeah. Pardons our ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what, I don't mean to say Israelites are ignorant, but that was their thinking was much lower than what God had planned for them. Mike, you get to talk about the salvation that is a free gift from God that is only found in Jesus Christ. If you'll read Acts chapter 4 for us.
Yep. Then now know this, you and all the people of Israel is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Amen.
And that cornerstone, sorry, JB, that cornerstone, right, is critical because as we talk about a lot, as we walk through scripture and look at who things are written to, when they're written, all of the context clues around it to make you really understand who it's for, what it means to us today, all of those things, right? That cornerstone was incredibly important. It was, you place it first. It holds the weight of the entire structure. It bears the entire burden of the building. Without it, it collapses. And it may not be as vivid, but to the audience that this was written to and this was spoken to, it really drove home how it's everything.
Yeah, this free gift, Jesus Christ, the salvation that we find through Jesus Christ. You think about at Christmas time, the gifts that you're anticipating, mm-hmm. you know, getting on Christmas. You know, I remember being a kid and being excited about Christmas morning and what gifts I'm going to get. But, you know, the greatest gift, you know, wasn't delivered by Amazon Prime. He was delivered by a virgin, you know, and you know, the greatest gift wasn't placed under a tree. You know, he was hung on a cross so that we could have salvation. The greatest gift ever given was God giving his only son so that we could have eternal life in heaven through his sacrifice on the cross. That mm-hmm. is the best present you could get. Right. Speaking of which, mm-hmm. of good presents and good things, we're going to go to our second pour.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
We are.
I just finished up the last drop.
All right. So I am going with ASW Red X, a delightful.
Look at my kitty cat glass.
So I'm making that transition, right? I went from a Scotch. So now I'm going to a malted American whiskey, single grain.
We are going to Russell's Reserve single barrel pick.
Excellent. Delicious. I love
OHLQ single barrel pick.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one too.
It is a good one. I've enjoyed this. Like it's getting there. It's one of those special sippers.
Yeah. Like a creamer sip.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it's got rye in the mash bill, so you'll get a little bit of cinnamon through it.
Yep, cinnamon yeah. graham.
And so talking about gifts, you know, that gift of salvation was the best gift that I have ever received. You know, I think about presents that I've received on Christmas and I no longer have them anymore. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. That's such a fleeting joy, where the joy in the present of Jesus Christ, the salvation is eternal. That's something to praise God for, you know, is for that his pardon. We praise God for his pardon. And so, and we get that through his son, Jesus Christ. You know, we praise him for his promises first. We praise him for his pardon second. And then we're going to look at Luke chapter 1 again, verses 74 through 75. It says, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. So we praise God for his promises. We praise God for his pardon, and we praise God for his protection. Dude, this year has been, I feel like I talk about it all the time, but it's been a difficult year for me. Lost my dad, motorcycle accident, just so many things. But through it all, I've seen the hand of God at work, protecting me, working things out for my good. Yes, there have been pains, but I've seen the work of God through every single trial that I've gone through this year. So I can praise him for that protection, right? You know, we have to set aside our pain, set aside our frustrations, and kind of put those into our praise. Use that negative energy that we have and use it positively to express those things to God, because he does pardon us, he does protect us, and he does fulfill his promises. Mm-hmm. You don't have to raise your hand.
Yeah, we're good.
Yes, Timmy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say, the thing that popped out at me at the and in the verse is to enable us. Mm-hmm. His promises is to actually enable us to serve him. Mm-hmm. So I think that's very powerful too.
Oh yeah,
because you can't do that even without him.
Mm-hmm.
And wow.
Yeah, I mean, he says that in when he talks about him being the true vine. He says, you know, apart from me, you can do nothing. But if you abide in him, then you will see much an abundance of fruit. So, And so Mike gets to then, since he had a good point for us, he gets to read
Second good deed
Samuel.
Goes unpunished, right?
My God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. You saved me from violence. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised.
Yeah, and that's David talking about God protecting him. And some of them, you know, David was, I think at this point, being hunted down by Saul.
Oh.
Yeah. And so in that difficult time, you know, we think about David, you know, having to sleep in caves, and he has a king after him with his full army, not armor, his full army wanting to murder him.
Mm-hmm.
And he praises God for his protection. He takes that negative and he makes it into positive. And I think that's just something that we can learn, is to open our hearts to God, even when, you know, it feels like the enemy is pressing in.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And we're in a state where, you know, if traffic is bad, God has forsaken us.
Right. Dude, I was in Houston a week ago, and yes, God has forsaken the Houston highways. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yeah.
There's nothing kingdom of God about those highways.
They are rough.
I did have to pray for the Lord's protection.
Right.
Or their protection.
Yes, that's it. Because my wife was driving, so I was praying for her.
Excellent.
She doesn't listen. It's okay.
Right. You know what, JB? Just speak with. Just if she doesn't listen, say whatever you want. Go for it. Yeah, I will not clip this at all.
Well, in that case, let's go move on to Luke chapter 1, Rob, if you will.
So Luke 1, 76 to 80. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the wilderness until he appeared publicly to Israel.
Yeah, and so that's this. It's the second part of Zechariah's song, and it's about John. It's this part's not about Jesus and the purpose that God has for John. Yeah. You know, Zechariah said that he would be a prophet of the Lord Most High. And there hadn't been prophets in Israel for, I think, like 400 years up to this point. There was this big silence from God, no prophets speaking on behalf of the Lord. And suddenly we have John enter the scene, who would proclaim the coming of the Messiah. And so that was a purpose given to him by God.
That's why the Pharisees were so upset with him, because they had their own little world put together. And this guy was shaking things up.
The Pharisees felt that they were speaking for God,
right?
And now you have something that's kind of butting up against their power, you know. And it's this, you know, person coming out of the desert, you know. They say John
with locust breath. Yeah.
Yes, he ate locusts, and you know, had a belt of fur, and the whole, like. He probably looked kind of like me.
Say he probably had a beard,
wild
just like
and
JB.
Savage coming out of the wilderness.
So point three, right, is just like this scripture is pointing us to, is praise God for his purpose. Praise him for the purpose that he puts on your life, for the direction that he sends you.
Sometimes I don't praise God for the purpose he gave. You know, he called me to be a pastor, and sometimes you don't want to praise him for that. You want to be like, God, why did you make me do this? But here's John. John developed his character in the wilderness, connecting with God, and then at the right time begins to fulfill his purpose. And there was a lot of preparation going into it. You know, John's in his 30s when he finally, you know, hits the scene with his ministry of, you know, proclaiming the coming of the Messiah. So, but here he is at the right time coming to fulfill his purpose, and that's to proclaim the name of Jesus. Mike, if you would read for us Psalm 57.
Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me. For in your soul I take refuge. For in your soul takes refuge. In my shadow of your wings, I take refuge. Till the storms of destruction pass by, I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose to me.
And that, notice that last part, to God who fulfills his purpose for me.
Yeah.
And it's his purpose.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's I think that's what people miss a lot of times is reading the Bible is, well, what can God do for me?
Yeah.
No, it's him.
We have the opposite. What can we do for God? And a lot of times we don't take time to listen because we want to impart our own will on what we think we should be doing for God. Because a lot of times the things that we should be doing for God aren't the most glamorous things. You know, I've talked about before how my first time serving at church when I accepted Jesus was I babysat for our women's ministry. And I would be at the church Tuesday nights watching kids changing diapers. And that's not,
sorry,
that's not my will.
Yeah.
That had to be God. But I think a lot of times we don't listen because we're afraid of what we're going to hear. But God has created each of us with a purpose, you know, and it's up to us to listen to him and work towards that purpose. You know, when I felt called to be a pastor, I had to start studying. I had to go to school. I had to start preaching. But he has purpose for all of us. You know, he has purpose for you. He has purpose for me. He has purpose for Rob. And so do you know your purpose that God has for you? What is your purpose? You know, even not just as yourself, but together collectively as a church, are you fulfilling the purpose that God has for you? And that's one of the things is about trusting the Holy Spirit, trusting God and allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you to that. And when the Holy Spirit leads you to that, he's going to empower you to do that purpose. And so we can praise God for the purpose that he has created for us. As we continue on, we're going to look at Luke chapter 1, verse 76, and it says this, "And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High." Again, he's still talking about John, and this is what John's going to do. It says, "For you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him." That was John's purpose. And so we praise God for his purpose, but in John's purpose, we get to meet his son.
Yeah.
So we get to meet God's son. And so we get to praise God for his son. That's the next point of this message. That's the point of this entire message. Yeah. Everything in this message should be pointing to Jesus. You know, the pardon is from Jesus. The fulfillment of promise is from Jesus. The protection is from Jesus. The purpose is from Jesus. And so we praise God ultimately for the gift of his son. And so, Mike, if you would read John chapter 1 for us.
"The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory and the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Out of his fullness, we have all received grace in place of grace already given."
That's such a beautiful scripture, you know. Mm-hmm. We think about this time of year, the Christmas season, the Advent season. The reason we celebrate is Jesus.
Yeah.
It's not about the lights on the Christmas tree. It's not about the Charlie Brown Christmas special, or, you know, it's not about the get togethers. It's not about the gifts, the parties. It's not even about candlelit services. If we don't have our focus on where it needs to be, we're doing it in vain.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose of all this is Jesus. Yeah. It's so important that that's where we put our focus this time of year.
Amen.
And so Romans 8:32 tells us this, "He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he also, not along with him, graciously give us all things?" And so it's important that we praise God in all things, because we know that he has given his son, that we have salvation. He's working all things for our good. So right now, this time of year, it's a time for Holy Spirit-filled worship, where we praise God for all of the good things, his promise, his pardon, his protection, his purpose, and most importantly, his son.
Yeah. And JB, good summary. And I just want to add, I think it's also, you know, like we talked about earlier, it's also a time of year that we need to make sure we're staying focused on the right thing, right?
Yes.
Making sure that we're constantly pointing to him, making sure that we're not getting caught up in the busyness of what's going on around us, to miss the gift that God gave to us, and, you know, the blessings that he gives to us, and the things that we tend to take for granted, living comfortable, you know, Western lives, right? So just to be able to continue to keep that focus and that posture of praise towards him in all seasons. But I think especially we tend to lose sight of it a little bit when we should be focused on it the most.
Amen.
Yeah. I think Mike had a thing. Did you have a thing?
Yeah, I had a thing. Well, I was just commenting that he spared his own son. Uh-huh. I mean, the greatest gift. Mm-hmm. And how much more would he give us? Yeah. I mean, everything else that we ask or that we are concerned with is so minor compared to
what
he gave.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, of course he's going to take care of it.
Of course he's going to protect us. Of course he's going to provide for us. Of course he's going to give purpose to our life, because he's already given the greatest thing of all, and that's Jesus Christ. That's a good point, brother.
And I think with that, we'll be right back with our feature pour. Be right back, y'all. And we back. Welcome back, everybody. Made it through the cork pops. Mike didn't run away, or at least he wasn't successful at running away.
My cat tripped as he tried to run out the door.
JB's cat-like reflexes did get him. So we are back for our feature pour, and we both do have this. So we're going to go with Midnight Cask. Now, we've reviewed the standard strength Midnight Cask before, but this is the barrel proof. JB, what is the proof on yours? Because they do vary a little bit.
Oh, that's small handwriting.
It is small handwriting.
Oh, no. I've never felt so old in my life.
I know.
Looks like 101.06.
Okay. Cool. So this is from High Bank Distillery. And the reason I called that out is because they do tend to vary from like 100 to 104.
They do.
Mine is coming in at an even 100 proof. So this is, let's see the... This is from, again, High Bank Distillery. Adam, the master blender, does a fantastic job with this. So this is a blended cask strength whiskey with a port wine.
With a port wine?
Mm-hmm. You like port wine, Mike?
Where is this made?
Here in Ohio.
It's in Columbus. Yeah, so there are a few locations. If you're in the Columbus area, stop by the restaurants. Yeah, stop by the restaurant because it is. So stop by the restaurants and check them out. They do some great cocktails. They have great food.
The food is awesome.
All the things. This is available in the gift shop. Go get it. We'll get to more of the review. Again, ranging 100 to 104 proof, so 50 to 52 ABV. It's a minimum age statement of 5 years. The mash bill is not stated. In Columbus, Ohio, 2023, you can pick this up for $57.99 per the OHLQ website.
A steal.
That's a good steal.
The regular, 82 proof one is delicious. Mm-hmm. This, obviously, we bring more proof. We bring more complexity to the palate. I enjoy this one more. They're both fantastic pours. So I think we're going to, with that,
dive into the nose.
See what we're getting in the nose here. Mm. So it's a port wine. And the port smells are prevalent, right?
You can really get the sweetness and the
redstone fruit and the it really comes through nice.
The rye and the whiskey really pulls through nicely with the sweetness of the spice.
Yes,
and the darkness of the port. I think it's a great balance on the palate. It's kind of buttery, on the nose.
It is.
You like that?
When you say those words, I smell it. You say it, and I say,
the power of influence.
That's right. There's
I use my Jedi mind tricks.
If you really dig deep, there's pork rind dust.
What is that? Is that asphalt?
Yeah, it is. It is asphalt.
That's lovely.
Man, that smells like a Ford hat worn by a construction worker who just worked 12 hours. Nope, Chevy hat. Yeah.
And it's 100 proof, so it's a little bit higher, but it doesn't burn you out by any stretch of the imagination. Not that I would necessarily expect 100 proof too, but there are some that do.
I like the butteriness on the note. The color on it is because they mix it with port wine, so there's a slight redness to it.
Yeah,
that I just love. So we talked about the nose plenty. We'll just take a sip.
Also, I realized while I was holding it that I had my pinky up, so I. That's terrible.
Fancy.
So I get, anytime I have this, I get a floral, almost grassy note.
Mm-hmm.
I worked at Earth Fair, which is a natural and organic grocery store. Reminds me of a wheatgrass shot.
Oh my word.
But,
that's funny, but good.
But in a good, no, I'm not saying it to say it tastes bad. I just get that earthy floral note on the palate. There's creaminess on the palate too.
It's a nice texture on the palate. It's got some viscosity to it. The port wine, obviously, the sweetness really comes through. The thing that I appreciate on the barrel strength one is you get more of the whiskey characteristics. I mean, the lower proof one, it still really comes through nicely too, but obviously the higher the proof, the better it's going to pull through.
And you get the plum notes that you would get from a good pour. You get the dark fruit notes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good, I want to say, dry sweetness.
Yeah. On the back of the palate, it gets a little dry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gets dry as you drink it, which you expect from a red wine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love the palate. I mean, I've been a fan of this
Delicious.
One of my absolute favorite pours. And because right now it's become, this one's become more accessible. They used to just release it once in a while. Now it's a continual release. Now they've been able to amp up production to meet the demand of the product. And so I can go to the liquor store right down the road over at Chateau Wine and Spirits, walk in, pick up a bottle.
And it really is for a, I mean, obviously it's proofed down because of the, you know, because of the port blend, but you're still, you know, 100 plus. So you're still getting a good proof point. You're getting all of the nuanced characteristics on the palate to come through of a, you know, barrel strength. And really it's what I like on this one is, I don't know how to explain it, but, you know, take the palate and then I kind of swish it back up from the back of my tongue and get kind of that underneath. And I really like the flavors that come out of that.
You know, going into the finish, the flavor stays with you.
It does.
I took my last sip, I don't know, 15, 20 seconds ago. It's still.
Yeah.
Especially in the side of my mouth. There's the dryness.
Yeah.
The sweet notes and the earthy notes are kind of the back of the palate on the finish. I mean, it's only 100 proof, so it's not blowing you out, right. But the finish lingers for a little bit.
It
does.
It still lingers, you know, that viscous mouthfeel, that butteriness from the from the nose.
Yeah.
It all really lingers on the palate. This is a great post-Thanksgiving meal drinks. This is definitely one of them, right? This is one that's great with a dessert, right? A piece of chocolate cake or, you know, something along those lines to really play on the port.
Yeah. And also my wife likes to use it for hot toddies. And it's really good when you're not feeling good.
Yeah. This will help. This helps make you feel better. Yeah.
It's what cures you.
Yeah. This is definitely, I mean, Adam does a great job with this one. It's one of my favorite pours that I go back to. And like I said, both varieties are good. I prefer the cask strength, but you know, we reviewed the regular wave, I think episode 5. So
I say early on in the first year. Cause we focused more on single barrels this past year.
Yeah.
Can definitely see myself getting this.
Oh yeah. 100%.
Oh, I can see myself getting it. Like, well, I'm definitely.
No, I love the man bear pig stuff. But this is
the man bear pig.
This is quite wonderful.
Yeah. And so the man bear pig, it was a 21 year scotch. That's somewhat expensive.
Yeah.
Not as like, I'm not walking over to Chateau and finding it on the shelf, but this, it's a good solid pour that is on the shelf right now here in Ohio that you can just walk in, grab it, and walk out. You know?
And supporting
pay for it first.
Yeah,
okay, we're not talking Grand Theft whiskey or whatever.
Yeah.
This is what happens when Mike's on the show.
Exactly. And you know, and when you're in Ohio, right, you're supporting local distillers, local blenders.
Supporting local, which, like, this is my entire high bank, like, all my high bank stuff, which I really love.
And they make great products, right? It's really a good, you know, the Pinot finished is fantastic.
They have
a ton of really good, creative expressions from their bourbon. So yeah,
they just released a cognac finished barrel select and a cigar batch. Barrel select this past week. So they're pumping out some good product.
I can see this with a cigar too.
Yeah. And this has I figured you'd like it, Mike, because it plays into some of the scotch notes. Because a lot of scotch is finished in port, right? So this obviously being a blend is a lot stronger on the port. But yeah, I think
it's
sweet. It's got a ton of flavor. You still get the complexity of the whiskey with some of the delicate notes of the port. So it's really nice. It's a really nice blend for this.
I'm not an expert, but to quote what you guys say, the mouthfeel is literally buttery.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
There's a creamy viscosity that's buttery. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And to quote you, I'm not an expert either. So just a lunk who talks about whiskey. It's all good, man. No, we've enjoyed having you on today, Mike. So thank you for joining us. So we've talked about praising God in all circumstances, mm-hmm. no matter what's going on. You can praise him and find joy, but you only get that in a relationship with Jesus Christ. So we like to tell you, if you don't have Jesus as your savior, reach out to us. We want to introduce you to or give you the best gift that we've ever received, and that's mm-hmm. eternal life through Jesus Christ's sacrifice on the cross. So if you don't know Jesus, if you don't know what it means to be a follower of him, if you are confused or you have questions and you want to work out what that means, reach out to us. We want to help you to get to know Jesus. And so if they want to reach out to us, Rob, how can they find us?
Yeah, so they can find us at Rob or JB at jbbibleandbourbon.com. All of our socials and all the ways you can subscribe, like, comment, all those things at jbbibleandbourbon.com/social. It's going to have our YouTube and our Rumble if you want to come alongside and watch the glorious beardedness that is before you.
Trust me, you do.
And then also all of our podcatchers are there. Again, free for a limited time. Limit as always. If you want to see our ridiculous TikTok accounts, Facebook, Instagram,
now, hold up.
Of those things. Yeah.
Mine is ridiculous. Yours is fancy.
It is fancy. So jbbibleandbourbon.com/social is going to have all that information. It's also going to have how you can come alongside of us and support us through our Patreon. We have various tiers at our Apostle and Disciple tier. You get monthly time with JB and I, year-end swag. At our Apostle tier, you get to come on an episode like Mike has done here. If you're camera shy, or in witness protection. Again, we want to be witness protection friendly. It's a stance that we
You didn't even consider show. That. You're in witness protection, aren't you?
No, I didn't see the disclosures.
Yeah. We we take witness protection brothers and sisters very seriously. So if you want to let someone else come on the show, right? We can definitely if you nominate them. So we can definitely come alongside and walk through and have these conversations, share some pores. So jbbibleandbourbon.com/social.
All right. Well, thank you all again for joining us on this special Advent series where, hey, we give you the gift that you never asked for. And that's a new episode every week during Advent. We thank Mike for joining us. Mm-hmm. He's such a good friend and a joy to be around. So my friends, until next time, may the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
Yeah. All right. We'll see y'all next time.